全真模拟试题三，第一节听力选择 A 图片理解，请听句子，从 A、B、C 中选择与句子意思相符的正确图片，听两遍。
Number one, Li Ming likes grapes very much.
Li Ming likes grapes very much.
Number two, I usually go to school by bike.
I usually go to school by bike.
Number three, Jack's brother likes playing with a dog.
Jack's brother likes playing with a dog.
Number four, my favorite animal is a monkey.
My favorite animal is a monkey.
Number five, look, two boys are playing football on the playground.
Look, two boys are playing football on the playground.
B, 小对话理解，请听小对话及问题，从 A, B, C 中选择正确的答案。听两遍。
Number six. Oh, Jenny has changed a lot.
Yeah, she used to be heavy, but now she's tall and thin.
Question. What does Jenny look like now? Oh, Jenny has changed a lot.
Yeah, she used to be heavy, but now she's tall and thin.
Question.What does Jenny look like now? Number seven. Listen, Rose is practicing singing in her room.
Yeah, her dream is to be a singer like Cindy.
Question. What does Cindy do? Listen, Rose is practicing singing in her room.
Yeah.Her dream is to be a singer like Cindy.
Question. What does Cindy do?
Number eight. Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me when the train from Shenzhen to Beijing is leaving?
Sure. It's leaving at 8:30 p.m.
Question. Where are the speakers?Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me when the train from Shenzhen to Beijing is leaving?
Sure. It's leaving at 8:30 p.m.
Question. Where are the speakers?
Number nine. Linda, where did you get these nice grapes?
At Zigzag Store.There, they also have nice strawberries and bananas.
Question. What did Linda get from Zigzag Store? Linda, where did you get these nice grapes?
At Zigzag Store. There, they also have nice strawberries and bananas.
Question. What did Linda get from Zigzag Store?Number 10. Ah, Ms. Jones, I decide to leave the school.
Oh, Tom, I think you should talk with your parents in person.
Question. What's Ms. Jones's advice? Ah, Ms. Jones, I decide to leave the school.
Oh, Tom, I think you should talk with your parents in person.
Question. What's Ms. Jones's advice?
C. 长对话理解，请听长对话，根据其内容从 A、B、C 中选出最佳答案，听三遍。
Hello, Brian speaking.
Hi, Brian. This is Mary here. Hope I haven't caught you at a bad time.
No, I was just watching a news report on TV.
Oh, good. Have you had a good weekend?
Yeah, it's been good. I went to the cinema with some friends yesterday. What about you?
Not too bad. Hey, actually, I'm calling because it's my birthday this Saturday. I was wondering if you would come.
That sounds good. What time?
Is 7 o'clock okay? David won't finish work until 6:30.
Oh, sorry. I'm afraid I can't make it. Is 7:30 all right?
Sure. 7:30 then.
Do you want me to bring something? Like a cake or some drinks?
Oh, no. I'll get the food and everything prepared. Just come and have fun.
Well, in that case, I will invite you to the piano concert next Friday.
That would be great. Thanks.
Okay. I will go to buy the tickets. Hello, Brian speaking.
Hi, Brian. This is Mary here. Hope I haven't caught you at a bad time.
No, I was just watching a news report on TV.
Oh, good. Have you had a good weekend?
Yeah, it's been good. I went to the cinema with some friends yesterday. What about you?
Not too bad. Hey, actually, I'm calling because it's my birthday this Saturday. I was wondering if you would come.
That sounds good. What time?
Is 7 o'clock okay? David won't finish work until 6:30.
Oh, sorry. I'm afraid I can't make it. Is 7:30 all right?
Sure. 7:30 then.
Do you want me to bring something? Like a cake or some drinks?
Oh, no. I'll get the food and everything prepared. Just come and have fun.
Well, in that case, I will invite you to the piano concert next Friday.
That would be great. Thanks.
Okay. I will go to buy the tickets. Hello, Brian speaking.
Hi, Brian. This is Mary here. Hope I haven't caught you at a bad time.
No, I was just watching a news report on TV.
Oh, good. Have you had a good weekend?
Yeah, it's been good. I went to the cinema with some friends yesterday. What about you?
Not too bad. Hey, actually, I'm calling because it's my birthday this Saturday. I was wondering if you would come.
That sounds good. What time?
Is 7 o'clock okay? David won't finish work until 6:30.
Oh, sorry. I'm afraid I can't make it. Is 7:30 all right?
Sure. 7:30 then.
Do you want me to bring something? Like a cake or some drinks?
Oh, no. I'll get the food and everything prepared. Just come and have fun.
Well, in that case, I will invite you to the piano concert next Friday.
That would be great. Thanks.
Okay. I will go to buy the tickets. Sally is a waitress in a restaurant. She is always very careful. She has never been late once. In fact, she sometimes has to go home late because of extra work in the restaurant. But things don't always go well all the time. One morning, Sally missed the bus and arrived late for work. The manager is usually pleased with everything, but that morning he wasn't. When she put away her handbag, she went up to the manager and said, "Am I always late? During the past 2 years, I have never once been late. You know that? Why are you shouting at me when this is the first time I am late?" "I am sorry. I know you've always been on time. And you know I don't always shout at latecomers. But this morning I just don't feel good. I am sorry."
Sally is a waitress in a restaurant. She is always very careful. She has never been late once. In fact, she sometimes has to go home late because of extra work in the restaurant. But things don't always go well all the time. One morning, Sally missed the bus and arrived late for work. The manager is usually pleased with everything, but that morning he wasn't. When she put away her handbag, she went up to the manager and said, "Am I always late? During the past 2 years, I have never once been late. You know that. Why are you shouting at me when this is the first time I am late?" "I am sorry. I know you've always been on time. And you know I don't always shout at latecomers, but this morning I just don't feel good. I am sorry."
Sally is a waitress in a restaurant. She is always very careful. She has never been late once. In fact, she sometimes has to go home late because of extra work in the restaurant. But things don't always go well all the time. One morning, Sally missed the bus and arrived late for work. The manager is usually pleased with everything, but that morning he wasn't. When she put away her handbag, she went up to the manager and said, "Am I always late? During the past 2 years, I have never once been late. You know that? Why are you shouting at me when this is the first time I am late?" "I am sorry. I know you've always been on time. And you know I don't always shout at latecomers. But this morning I just don't feel good. I am sorry."